Wow. That was awesome. There goes those words again. God's so good. You know, what I got out of this Torah, you know, just going through it throughout the week, just how it lined up with Passover that's coming up. You know, there was laws for burnt offerings. There was laws for peace offerings. There was laws for grain offerings. And there was laws for just all the different, for the guilt offering. And Yahweh sent Yeshua. You know, and it was so many, it was precise instructions that they had to do for different, each one. You know, they couldn't do a bull for this one. Each one had his own precise animal without blemish, young, female, male. And for our sins, he sent one to take away everything for us. And that's just, it's so amazing what he's done for us. I done got these papers all mixed up now. I just highlighted some different, in different parts of it. Sorry for the work clothes. I just didn't have no time. I was getting here. I figured Jonah, hey, 3 days in the belly of a whale, you know, and he stunk. I'm just going to scoot back a little bit so I don't smell that bad yet. But hey, if he did it, you know, hey, we just come in, we just do what God, let God do what he does. Amen. It says, let's start. I was going to start somewhere, but then as we was reading, it's not where I'm going to start, in a totally different part. Right here. I want to start with, besides me, there is no Elohim. And that is in Isaiah 44, starting with verse 6. It says, thus says Yahweh, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, Yahweh of hosts, I am the first and I am the last. Besides me, there is no God. Who is like me? Let him proclaim it. Let him declare and set it before me. Since I appointed an ancient people, let them declare what is to come and what will happen. Fear not, nor be afraid. Have I told you from of old and declared it? And you are my witnesses. Is there an Elohim besides me? There is no rock. I know not any. He said, let them declare to come what is to come and what will happen. He knew in his plan that he was going to have to send his son to be that lamb without blemish, without defect. He would have to have been that perfect, perfect, perfect lamb. And in Romans 8:3, it says, for Elohim has done what the law weakened by the flesh could not do, by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh. And for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh. You know, it's God's instruction, instructing Israel's priesthood to perform certain duties that included a system of cleansing and purification, using the blood of sacrificed animals, thus foreshadowing the shedding of Christ's blood, the ultimate sacrifice for our sin. You know, in Leviticus, in the very beginning, I just highlighted different things that what they had to do, the type of animals, and, you know, in order for Yahweh to accept it. And it's just a type of what Christ was, all wrapped up in one. You know, it had to be without blemish. It says if his offering, in Leviticus 1:3, if his offering is a burnt offering from the herd, he shall offer a male without blemish. he shall bring it to the entrance of the tent of meeting, that he may be accepted before Yahweh. So it had to have been without blemish, and this is just for the burnt offering, in order for Yahweh to accept it. And then Aaron and the priests, they had to arrange, even down to the wood, the pieces of the wood, it had to be arranged. When we set a fire, we ain't going to arrange no wood. We just make a bonfire. But here, it had, even down to the wood, it was so precise that it had to be arranged just like he had said, in order for it to be a pleasing aroma. In verse 9, I'm just jumping around. It had to, for to be a pleasing aroma to Yahweh. And in 10, it says, if his gift for a burnt offering is from the flock, from the sheep or goats, he shall bring a male without blemish. And then again, as it went down to 12, the priest, and he shall cut it into pieces, and his head and his fat, and the priest shall arrange them on the wood that is on the fire on the altar, for it to be a pleasing aroma to Yahweh. And in verse 14, if his offering to Yahweh is a burnt offering of birds, then he shall bring his offering of turtle doves or pigeons. So if it had to be birds, it couldn't just be any bird. It had to be a turtle dove or pigeon. They couldn't just go snatch up a seagull or I don't know, so many birds out there. No ducks. I know y'all like ducks. Couldn't grab a duck. No ducks. It had to be a pigeon or a turtle dove, in order for it to be a pleasing aroma to Yahweh. And then the laws for grain offerings. It says, when anyone brings a grain offering as an offering to Yahweh, his offering shall be of fine flour. And he shall pour it out, put frankincense on it. And then you go down, it says, for it to be a pleasing aroma to Yahweh. Then you go, it says, you know, when you bring a grain offering baked in the oven as an offering, it shall be unleavened loaves of fine flour mixed with oil, or unleavened wafers smeared with oil, for it to be a pleasing aroma to Yahweh. Laws for a peace offering. Verse 1, it says, if his offering is a sacrifice, chapter 3, verse 1, if his offering is a sacrifice of peace offering, if he offers an animal from the herd, male or female, he shall offer it without blemish. And you go down right before 6, it says, in order to be pleasing aroma to Yahweh. You know, and Christ was he was a peace offering. If we turn to Isaiah 53, 4 through 5. It says, surely our grief he himself bore, and our sorrows he carried. Yet we ourselves esteemed him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The chastising of our well-being fell upon him, and by his scorching we were healed. And in the NIV, it says, surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we consider him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. The punishment that brought us peace. His punishment brought us peace. He didn't have peace that day. You know, he was, you know, when you, there is no peace when somebody's beating you, spitting on you, pulling you, plucking your beard, putting the crown, driving nails in your hands. But yet he did all that so that we can have peace. and just in two other places as in the same chapter. In verse 6, it said, if his offering for a sacrifice of peace offering to Yahweh is an animal from the flock, male or female, he shall offer it without blemish. In verse 16, and the priest shall burn them on the altar as a food offering with a pleasing aroma. Laws for sin offering. Chapter 4, verse 1. Well, we're going to start with 1. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the people of Israel, saying, if anyone sins unintentionally in any of Yahweh's commandments about things not to be done, and does any one of them, if it is the anointed priest who sins, thus bringing guilt on the people, then he shall offer for the sin that he has committed a bull from the herd without blemish. And in verse 13 in the same chapter, it says, if the whole congregation of Israel sins unintentionally, and the thing is hidden from the eyes of the assembly, and they do any one of the things that by Yahweh's commandments ought not to be done, and they realize their guilt, when the sin which they have committed becomes known, the assembly shall offer a bull from the herd for a sin offering and bring it in front of the tent of meeting. And the elders of the congregation shall lay their hands on the head of the bull before Yahweh, and the bull shall be killed before Yahweh. Then the anointed priest shall bring some of the blood of the bull into the tent of meeting. And then verse 20, it says, thus shall he do with the bull as he did with the bull of the sin offering. So shall he do with this, and the priest shall make atonement for them, that they shall be forgiven. So the priest had to make atonement for them. And then in 22, it says, when a leader sins, doing unintentionally any one of all these things, all the things that by the commandments of Yahweh, his Elohim, ought not to be done, and realizes his guilt, or the sin which he has committed is made known to him, he shall bring as his offering a goat, a male without blemish. And in 26, and all its fat he shall burn on the altar, like the fat of the sacrifice of peace offerings. So the priest shall make atonement for him for his sin, and he shall be forgiven. If any one of the common people sins unintentionally in doing any one of the things that by Yahweh's commandments ought not to be done, and realizes his guilt, or the sin which he has committed is made known to him, he shall bring for his offering a goat, a female, without blemish. And then in verse 30, it says, and the priest shall take some of his blood with his finger and put it on the horns of the altar and burnt offering. And this is what I highlighted right here. And I just remember this because I'm going to make a statement later on. It says, and poured out all the rest of his blood at the base of the altar. And then, there it goes again at the last, right before verse 32. It says, let's just read the other one. And all its fat he shall remove, as the fat is removed from the peace offerings. And the priest shall burn it on the altar for a pleasing aroma to Yahweh. And the priest shall make atonement for him, and he shall be forgiven. Then it says, if he brings a lamb, it's got to be without blemish. Then again, in verse 34, then the priest shall take some of the blood of the sin offering with his finger and put it on the horns of the altar, burnt offering, and pour out all the rest of his blood at the base of the altar. They had to make sure that all the blood was poured out, because when all the blood poured out, that's what makes the atonement for our sin, for sin. Laws for guilt offering. Well, let's read this The law is for a sin offering. Let's turn to John 129. He said, the next day he saw Jesus coming to him and said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. You know, that's that lamb, all wrapped up in one, without blemish. He's our high priest. He sits on that throne right now on the right hand of God, sits at the throne. Laws for a guilt offering. Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, if anyone commits a breach of faith and sins unintentionally in any of the holy things of Yahweh, he shall bring to Yahweh as his compensation a ram without blemish, out of the flock, valued in silver shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, for a guilt offering, and he shall be forgiven. In verse 17, it says, if anyone sins doing any of these things that by Yahweh's commandments ought not to be done, though he did not know it, then realizes his guilt, he shall bear his iniquity. He shall bring to the priest a ram without blemish out of the flock, or its equivalent for a guilt offering, and the priest shall make atonement for him for the mistake that he made unintentionally, and he shall be forgiven. And in chapter 6, verse 6, right down the page, it says, and he shall bring to the priest as his compensation to Yahweh a ram without blemish out of the flock, or its equivalent for a guilt offering, and the priest shall make atonement for him before Yahweh, and he shall be forgiven for any of the things that one may do and thereby becomes guilty. Hebrews 9, 13 through 14. It says, for if the blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of a heifer, sprinkling those who have been defiled, sanctified for the cleansing of the flesh, how much more would the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? You know, the animal sacrifices, they couldn't have any defect. Served as a symbol or representation of the one and the only real and future sacrifice, Yeshua HaMashiach, who would pay the penalty for everyone's sins once and for all. Our Mashiach was the perfect, sinless sacrifice who died in our place. He had no defect. Yeshua bought us with his blood, pouring out his life as our Passover lamb so our sins could be forgiven. And in Isaiah 53:12, talks about how that blood had to be poured out. It says, therefore, I will allot him a portion with the great, and he will divide the booty with the strong, because he poured out himself to death and was numbered with the transgressors. Yet he himself bore the sin of many and interceded for the transgressors. And then Luke 22:20. And in the same way, he took the cup after they had eaten, saying, this cup which is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood. He poured out his blood, dying for the sins of humanity. Hebrews 10:1-18 in the reading, in the Brit Hadishah. HaMashiach sacrifice once for all. For since the law has but a shadow of the good things to come, instead of the true form of these realities, it can never, by the same sacrifice that are continually offered every year, make perfect those who draw near. Otherwise would they not have ceased to be offered, since the worshipers, having once been cleansed, would no longer have any consciousness of sins. But in these sacrifices there is a reminder of sin every year, for it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. And in verse 10, it says, and by that will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Yeshua HaMashiach once and for all. And every priest stands daily at his service, offering repeatedly the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But when HaMashiach had offered for all time a single sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of Elohim, waiting for that time until his enemies should be made a footstool for his feet. For a single offering he has perfected for all time those who are being sanctified. By accepting the sacrifice of Christ for the remission of sin, we enter into a covenant relationship with the God of the universe. This covenant was sealed with blood of Yeshua HaMashiach. The terms of this covenant relationship, let's read 16. This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, declare the Lord. I will put my laws on their hearts and write them on their minds. Then he adds, I will remember their sins and their lawless deeds no more. Where there is forgiveness of these, there is no longer any offering for sin. You know, I thank him so much for being that lamb for us. You know, that we don't have to go through all these different, you know, we sin, we don't have to go get this goat or this bull or this lamb. Yahweh said he's sending one that would take away all our sins. And I'm just so grateful. And that's what I got out of this Torah, you know, just from the very beginning, you know, how Yeshua was wrapped up in one. And he's just so amazing. God is so good. His plan, I tell you what, his plan is, you know, is amazing. It's awesome. And I just thank him and I love him. He's so good to us. So good. It's not, you know, just, he's perfect. He's awesome. And You know, that's what I have got out this tonight, just going through it, how just he was that one lamb, you know, that perfect, without defect. I just thank him. Thank you all for coming out tonight. Anybody have anything? No? Tomorrow. Yeah, Passover service Monday, 7 o'clock. But let's not forget about tomorrow after church. You know, go home, relax a little bit, eat. We're going to come back, I guess, around 5, we had said, if I'm not mistaken. And we're going to set up the boat.